ordinance passes. Carla, would you please read Council Item 128?
Proclaim Wednesday, February 10th, to be the Office of Multifamily Housing Day in Portland.
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity to thank and acknowledge the good work of some community partners who are being relocated. And it's a chance to celebrate some good work. And as we tee this up with Margaret Salazar, the field office director at the HUD Oregon State Office, and Patrick Shea, former director of the Portland Multifamily Program Center at the HUD office, would you please come forward to the podium, and I'm going to make a brief introductory remark. We're going to turn it over to you, do some acknowledgments, and then Commissioner Saltzman is going to read the proclamation that the mayor has issued today in honor of this occasion. We're here today to celebrate a remarkable set of achievements and a strong partnership between HUD and the City of Portland that resulted in the preservation of an astonishing number of at-risk apartments in our community. And I know people's eyes glaze over when you start talking about expiring use properties and the mechanics, but the plain English version is that we have a lot of buildings in our community that have HUD Section 8 contracts. And when those contracts expire, the owners of those buildings have the right to repurpose the building. They can convert them to condos, they can upgrade them to higher end rentals, or they can agree to sell their buildings to a nonprofit, and with an army of people linking arms, we can refinance the building, rehabilitate it, and preserve the affordability for 60 years. City partnered with our friends at HUD, our friends at the state, NOAA, the nonprofit community, and literally just an army of innovative and focused people on what was called the 11 by 13 campaign, which was roughly targeted at 1,000 at-risk buildings downtown. And to be clear, these are some of the nicest buildings in downtown Portland, which are also home to some of the poorest people in our community. So the stakes were very high, and had we failed collectively, a lot of people would have been put out in the street who don't have a better option. Over the last 10 years, and colleagues, I'm just going to give you the highlights, but you'll get the sense of how astonishing HUD's accomplishment is here. This office has helped preserve 31 Portland HUD Section 8 properties totaling over 2,000 units. And those all by right could currently today be luxury rentals or condominiums. The team also secured over $300 million in federal rent assistance dollars over the next 20 years. Because you see, every time you save one of these buildings, you're also bringing long-term federal subsidies to those buildings, which make them affordable. And so that's it's like a little stimulus project of money coming into our community. I'm going to let the experts talk about it, but before I do so, I'm going to recognize Rob Prash. Rob, would you wave your hand? I can't think of anybody in the state of Oregon who has worked more effectively on this question of preservation. Rob is a former HUD official and has worked in the public and private sectors and was one of a group of people that was instrumental in crafting the city's policy. So, Rob, thank you. And thank you for suggesting this opportunity for us to thank our friends at HUD for their great service. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our director, Margaret Salazar.
And I will, in turn, turn it over to Mr. Shea.
Welcome.
Good morning. Again, I'm Patrick Shea. Commissioners, I appreciate this opportunity to share a few moments with you. I am the, former director of the HUD Portland Multifamily Program Center. But I'm representing the Portland Multifamily staff today, and I'm humbled and honored by the proclamation that will be announced this morning for the Day of Recognition for the Office of Multifamily Housing. The proclamation referred to the 11 by 13 preservation campaign, which was led by Commissioner Fish. One notable event which I want to share among all those great accomplishments was in January 2012. A waiver was approved by HUD headquarters for the use of $7 million of HUD residual receipts for construction costs for some 11 of these projects. This was accomplished through communication, cooperation, and shared affordable housing goals of Oregon Housing and Community Services, the City of Portland, Network for Oregon Affordable Housing, and the Portland and Seattle Multifamily Leadership. Again, it's a partnership, cooperation. It takes many hands to get this work done. I want to mention briefly the HUD multifamily still remains committed to affordable housing in Portland and in Oregon. Over the last 12 months, ending 1/31/16, the Section 8 funds for multifamily in Portland, there's 3,375 units, 64 projects, and the amount of rental subsidy HUD provided was $24.5 million. That's in 1 year. So when you extrapolate that, that's where you start coming up with the $300 million. In Oregon, there are 9,928 Section 8 units in 255 projects throughout the state. The amount of subsidy in the last 12 months for those projects is $61.6 million. This is irreplaceable funds, serving 30% or below income. In addition, on FHA mortgage insurance has provided access to capital for projects throughout Portland and Oregon for refinances, substantial rehabilitation, and new construction. FHA mortgages for new construction recently include projects in the Portland neighborhoods of Westmoreland, The Pearl, Interstate Avenue, and St. John's. Significantly, on June 17, 2015, the FHA initial closing of Westmoreland's Union Manor was accomplished through, again, communication and cooperation among many affordable housing partners in the state and the city. But we especially want to note that Portland Housing Bureau was instrumental in facilitating the issuance of the building permits for Westmoreland's Union Manor by the City of Portland. Westmoreland Union Manor is under construction now as a substantial rehab project. It is the largest HUD multifamily subsidized project in Oregon with 300 elderly units. Over the last 5 years, Portland multifamily staff have generated FHA mortgage insurance as follows. In Portland, 3,277 units, 24 projects. Cumulative mortgage amounts, $327,974,800. In Oregon, 12,111 units were generated, 92 projects, $1,076,076,100. A significant impact, not to mention all the construction jobs that go with those rehabilitations and new construction. In conclusion, the Portland Multifamily Program Center has had a significant impact in terms of affordability and access to capital for developers and lenders, for the City of Portland, and for communities throughout Oregon. I want to thank the multifamily staff who, through their passion for affordable housing, their problem-solving skills, and commitment to both the mission and market goals of HUD, made all these accomplishments possible. Finally, again, I appreciate the opportunity to share these remarks and for the proclamation today. Now I will turn the microphone over to Margaret Salazar, HUD Field Office Director.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you so much, Commissioners, for the opportunity to address you here today. And thank you for the recognition of the tremendous contributions of the HUD multifamily staff here in the HUD Portland Field Office. I've worked with HUD teams around the country, which has been a real honor, and I have to tell you that the HUD multifamily team here in Portland is absolutely one of the best. Portland and the state of Oregon has benefited from their tremendous work and tireless commitment to affordable housing and urban development over the years. And we've been very lucky to benefit from all of their expertise and efforts. Many of them are in the chambers here today, and I'd like to take the opportunity to acknowledge them. So the multifamily staff who are here, if you could stand, please.
Let's suspend the rules and give them a good round of applause.
Thank you so much. As we take time to reflect on the work of the multifamily staff and their contributions, I also want to take a moment to reassure you that we at the HUD at the HUD field office here in Portland remain open for business. Want to dispel any myths there that we're closing. We will still be open. And as you know, in addition to the multifamily programs, our Portland office oversees so many important HUD programs to this community. The activities of public housing authorities, the Section 8 voucher program, the community development block grant program, the home program, and we enforce the Fair Housing Act. We partner with you on homeless programs. Many of the programs, in fact, that you were just discussing in the prior agenda item, contributing to the ongoing development work that you all are moving forward with. And we will continue to work with you on those programs and to make them the most effective programs that we can to serve the needs of Portland. Though the Portland multifamily staff will be moving on to new opportunities, the HUD multifamily programs will remain available to Portland and to the state of Oregon. Nationally, HUD oversees more than 1 million apartments through the project-based Section 8 program. We remain committed to preserving and improving these affordable homes for the most vulnerable in our communities, for current and future generations. Our multifamily mortgage insurance programs will continue to provide financing options for new construction, substantial rehabilitation, refinance, acquisition, and repair of multifamily properties. We continue to run innovations such as aging-in-place programs, mental health pilots, the rental assistance demonstration, and so many other programs. As the City of Portland looks for strategies to meet this region's tremendous housing need at all income levels, I encourage you to keep FHA financing on your radar. We won't have this talented team on hand to help get the deals done, but I assure you that we will work closely with our colleagues in other HUD offices to deliver for you. Thank you again so much for honoring our staff. As federal employees, we don't often get this kind of opportunity, so we appreciate the recognition. And thank you for the long track record of committed partnership between HUD and the City of Portland. Thank you.
I have a clarifying question. You said that the office will remain open, but the staff are going. Explain to me how
so,
that works.
So the HUD office will remain open. We have approximately 50 employees. The HUD multifamily staff who had been running the multifamily programs are being reassigned to work on healthcare programs. So assisted living facilities and nursing homes, also critical resources for our aging population. But those multifamily programs will now be run out of the HUD offices in San Francisco and Denver.
So if somebody's interested, they can still there will still be a Portland office open.
Absolutely,
and they can go there, and they'll be the staff from
that's right.
will help from San Francisco.
So my staff will help to link them with the appropriate staff in the other HUD offices, San Francisco and Denver, to get the deals actually executed.
Well, please express our commiserations for your staff for having to move from lovely Portland.
Luckily, folks will be able to stay in place in Portland. Their assignments are changing to work on new. So folks had the option to move to San Francisco. Not surprisingly, not a very attractive option for affordability reasons for many folks. So they'll still be here in lovely Portland.
Yay, thank you.
Margaret, we're going to in a second, Dan's going to read a proclamation, and we're going to ask for a photograph.
Wonderful.
Because Patrick mentioned residual receipts, I want to do a shout-out to Jim Winkler, a local developer who was part of the Brain Trust on thinking about that. I want to acknowledge that Dan and the Bureau are finishing up the renovation of the Brano apartments, which is the last of the 11 by 13, so we'll have a chance to have that celebration when Dan cuts the ribbon. If any of the current leading candidates for president of a certain party are elected, they've all pledged to abolish HUD, so for those people that think having a local HUD office is a good thing, keep that in mind. And finally, we are talking about preservation today, and as we know, preservation is typically the best value. If we can preserve what we have, it's the most cost-effective strategy if it's as compared to building a new unit. So it's something we care about deeply. And with that, Dan is going to read a proclamation issued by the mayor today.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be happy to read the proclamation. Whereas Portland's affordable housing community has enjoyed a long and productive relationship with our federal partners from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, and whereas in 1965, HUD created the Office of Multifamily Housing and opened a local office in downtown Portland in 1971, whereas Portland, like every other city in America, cannot be successful without a strong partnership with HUD and federal investments in affordable housing. And whereas in the last 45 years, the Oregon office provided multifamily loans, direct loans, and grants to 342 properties and almost 23,000 affordable apartments in Portland. And whereas in 2008, the 11 by 13 preservation campaign was launched to address expiring federal subsidies on 11 privately owned affordable apartment buildings in Portland, home to low-income older adults and people with disabilities. And whereas the City of Portland was proud to partner with HUD on 11 by 13 to save all 11 at-risk buildings, preventing 1,000 affordable homes from being converted to market-rate rentals or sold as condominiums, thereby displacing vulnerable tenants. And whereas the HUD Office of Multifamily Housing is transitioning to the West Region Multifamily for Tomorrow office, located in San Francisco, California. And whereas Portland is proud of the Office of Multifamily Housing's legacy of service to thousands of vulnerable families and individuals in our community, now therefore I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, February 10th, to be a day of recognition for the Office of Multifamily Housing in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day.
So if everybody who is employed by the office would come forward, we'll take a group picture. Asena Lawrence on my team helped draft the proclamation. Thank you, Asena. And colleagues, let's get a picture. Like what Commissioner Fritz just said about it's nice to celebrate and acknowledge public employees and the good work they do. It's not easy work these days. So thank you all. That concludes our time certains. We'll now move to the